Wow, 92.7, your Rude Girl with you. And you know, you've heard me talking about the 4th annual Mystery Fest Key West, which is coming up at the Grand Key this weekend. It's going to be amazing. If you're a book lover, even if you're not a book lover, it's going to be a lot of fun. Panels, presentations, workshops. And one of the gentlemen who is going to be there is on the phone with me right now, a best-selling author of the 6-volume Buck Riley Adventure Series. And he's been a former bouncer at a Key West nightclub, a diver, a pilot, a photo magazine editor, a commercial developer, a songwriter, a world traveler. And I'm just tired thinking about it, but John Cunningham is on the phone with me. Hi, John.
Good morning, Rudy. How are you?
You know what? I'm tired after giving all that resume of yours, but I'm thrilled to have you on with us because this is going to be an amazing event this weekend, and you're going to be there along with a lot of other wonderful, wonderful authors and keynote speakers. So I'm pumped.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a great weekend. A lot of really great writers there. Sheryl Rhodes does a great job putting it together, and I'm real excited to be back in Key West.
Yes, I understand that you do spend your time between Key West, Virginia, and New York City. Is that correct?
That's right. What? We have a house in Key West, which is my favorite place to be.
Right.
I'm in New York City right now, and my wife and dogs and parrot are in Virginia.
What part of Virginia? Because I grew up in Virginia. I'm just curious.
Northern Virginia, Loudoun County, out in the country.
Okay, awesome. Beautiful countryside. Beautiful countryside. Must be very inspirational. And speaking of inspirational, now I got I mentioned the Buck Riley Adventure Series. When did you personally realize that you had launched a series?
Well, my goal in writing the Buck Riley first book was to start a series, and I'd written a few books before that. And my editor and publicist were pushing me to do a series because people just love series.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I took the old adage of write what you know and love and mix together everything from Key West to seaplanes to treasure like the Atocha. When I lived in Key West in the 70s and 80s, that was being searched for, and pulled it together.
Okay, so there's a 6-volume set. What was the first one called?
The first book was Red Right Return, and every one of the books has a color in the title.
Okay. And what's that all about? Tell me about it. How did that come to be?
Well, the first book takes place when Buck had already lost everything and moved to Key West.
Uh-huh.
He lives in the La Concha Hotel and really started running Last Resort Charter and Salvage at that point.
You know, I used to work at the La Concha. I think I checked Buck in. No, I'm just saying.
Well, that's
it could have happened.
When I was a bouncer back in the 70s,
there
was a place there called Fitzgerald's.
Yes,
it was one of the
only
discos in town, and I was one of my spots.
All right. So you tossed Buck out. That's good. Okay. I'm with you so far. So Red Right Return was first, and just for grins and giggles here, run down all the book titles for me, if you would, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, the latest book is actually Free Fall to Black, which is a prequel which actually goes back to when Buck was successful, loses everything, and decides to move to the Keys.
Okay.
A good decision many of us have made over time.
True.
And then it goes to Red, and then following that is Green to Go, Crystal Blue, Maroon Rising, and Second Chance Gold, and then Free Fall to Black.
Awesome. Now, do you anticipate Buck Riley returning in any form anytime soon?
Oh, yeah. Buck is, in the prequel, I planted a lot of seeds of his life prior to, which, it answered a lot of questions but creates new ones. So it's a lot of fun, and people have really enjoyed the prequel and kind of seeing where Buck came from.
Now, it's amazing. Now, before you launched the Buck Riley series, one of your gigs was editor-in-chief for the Pro Review, a magazine for professional photographers. Now, what comes first for you when conceptualizing a novel, visualization, or do the words come first?
Yeah, for me, I think it's very much visualization.
Uh-huh.
Again, kind of pulling all these things together that I loved. I mean, I was an editor back then, and I was writing books back then, but again, everything I write about it, I've either been there, done it, or had friends who've done it. So it's very much kind of reliving those things. And people who read my books like to say they can kind of really see the characters and the scenery, and they play kind of like a movie. I mean, it's fun reading and very visual.
Now, I totally agree with you, because when you visualize something in a novel, you tend to get to know the character as well, I think.
No, that's right. In fact, and any series is about a character arc. So if you read from Red and then to Maroon and then now Black, mm-hmm. you see a big character arc, and you go back to the newest one, Free Fall to Black, mm-hmm. which goes back to when Buck was successful. He was a famous, world-renowned treasure hunter, but then he starts losing everything. And I mean, when he loses everything, he loses everything.
Or as I would say, to be verbal about this, wah, 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 wah. yeah, kind of like that. But you know, when you lose everything and you move to Key West, it's not such a bad thing, really.
Well, he reinvented himself.
There
he
you
realized
go.
Maybe the American dream of making a bunch of money and having fame and success really wasn't all that. So he decided he can redo himself in Key West, and that's why I think a lot of people who either love Key West or identify with the lifestyle really enjoy it, because they get it, and it's things people want to do.
True. Absolutely, and I'm very pumped up. MysteryFestKeyWest.com is where you can find out more information about this coming weekend. Now, let me ask you, John, where can fans get your books?
So my books are available in Key West at the Key West Island Bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
You go see Sue's Orchard in there. We just actually did a book signing there about a month ago. A lot of people came in, which was great. Aside from that, they're available on Amazon in both ebook and paperback.
Now, are you going to have any with you this weekend? Come on.
Yeah, in fact, there is a book signing, I think, Saturday at the Fest from about 5 to 6. And again, as you said, there's a lot of great writers there. Clifford Irving is doing the keynote.
Mm-hmm.
You get Heather Graham, Lisa Black, James O'Born, Nancy Cohen. I mean, Ernest Hemingway's grandson, John Hemingway, will be there.
Meg Muldoon.
Muldoon as well. So
absolutely.
A lot of great writers, and even some who aren't participating, like Wayne Stinnett, will also be there.
So go to MysteryFestKeyWest.com. And register now, because you don't want to miss a minute of the action. It kicks off Friday, June 16th, and concludes on Sunday at the DoubleTree by Hilton Grand Key Resort. John Cunningham, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and talking to us a little bit about Buck Riley and more.
Thank you, Rudy. Look forward to seeing you and others and everybody. Come on out on Saturday. We'll see you at the Mystery Fest.
Absolutely. Keep it locked right here on the Keys Hit Music Channel, Wow 92.7.